We have some joys here this morning. Saturday, March 20th, Craig Scott became an Eagle Scout at Lebanon UMC. And at the district music contest yesterday, 29 Warsaw students are going to state with one ratings. Among them are Andre, Allen, Dallas, and India. We ask that you would pray a special prayer for Jim Wills on the death of his sister, Alberta, and Graham Art on the death of LaDorna and the family of Geneva Martin. The flowers here over there are from the service for Geneva, and over here for LaDorna. Also, of course, please take this home with you and keep it where you pray so that you may keep these friends and family in prayer. And let us go to God in prayer. Father, we thank you for the spring which comes, the flowers which bloom, for the joy that you bring into our heart. We ask that you would continue to bless this community, continue to bless this church and its programs, and set us on fire to serve you better. These things in Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you, Homer. In all seriousness, those who worship here often have heard me say this before, please take that bulletin home. Please set that beside your prayer chair, that's what I call it. Wherever you spend time with God, make sure you take these devotions home and use them. Make sure that you take these bulletins home, and I hope that you're writing down names. That's the point. We don't come to church to sit back and just let things happen. We are a part of worship. Worship is a verb. It is a verb. And to worship God, we need to be participants in service. All right? So you need to be writing down names of joys and concerns that are lifted up here so that you can take that home and pray for those folks by name. It is vitally important, folks, in the life of the body of Christ of which we're a part. Amen? All right, the scripture for today is taken from the book of Nehemiah, Nehemiah chapter 6. Now, we've been doing this for a while, so a lot of you have heard this spiel, but the best way I have found to find Nehemiah is to open your Bibles halfway, and that usually falls open to the book of Psalms. Book of Psalms. You go backwards, and you run into just two books before you hit the book of Nehemiah. You'll run across Job and then Esther, I believe. So please either get your Bibles out or the Pew Bibles out this morning, and let's follow along. Nehemiah chapter 6, verses 1 through 9. Now, I do want to say that we, being in the book of Nehemiah, we have been in the study since February. And I want to remind you that Nehemiah is all about leadership. So all the youth, and especially the Boy Scouts, because that's what Boy Scouts are about, is leadership. And so we need to be understanding this. It is named after a leader who was focused on one thing and accomplished one thing. Weston, I'm getting a little bit of a ring down here. I think it's the monitors, probably. He built a wall in 52 days. Now, as we're looking at this book, we're asking ourselves, what makes a great leader? What makes a great leader by his example? Everyone here leads somebody. Everyone here leads somebody. Youth, you lead somebody. Don't think you're too young to not lead. Everybody leads somebody. Everyone has influence over someone. Is that influence going to be positive? Or is that influence going to be negative? Because all of our influences have eternal consequences. And as I've said before in this service, we do either create healing or brokenness. We are created in such a way that in the world around us, we will do one of those two things. We'll either create healing or we'll create brokenness. And so as we turn to Nehemiah chapter 6, and I just want to have a prayer first, all right? So let us pray. I thank you, Holy God, for each precious life represented in this room, and in the diversity of ministry to which you have called every single one of us, Lord. I pray for each person here for the resolve to finish the great life purpose for which they have been created. I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.